Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. Today we're going to do a lesson 196 of A Course in Miracles. If this is the first time you've joined us, welcome. We have a few of the earlier lessons about the first through the first 100 we had out there, and then took a little bit of a break. And we're just going to jump right into where we are at this year. Today is July 15th, 2020. And let's take a good deep breath and a moment of silence before we begin. Glad to be back with you. So today we're going to discuss lesson 196. This is leap year, so we're actually, you know, an extra lesson ahead. If you think that we're ahead by day, that's kind of why. And I've got a special treat for you today because my beautiful wife is joining this podcast with us and is going to participate with us in the lessons and the reading the workbook lessons. And I'm particularly excited because we both share A Course in Miracles, and we study it together, we read it together, we pray on it and meditate on it together, And I always appreciate her profound insight from her history in spirituality. And at some point we'll maybe even have some discussion about that. But how do you want to be recognized today, my darling?
Claudia Renee.
Claudia Renee. Okay, so yeah. Welcome, Claudia Renee. And Let's jump right in. So what we're going to do is a little bit different. We're just going to swap reading. And what we're going to do is we're going to read the lesson first. And then we're both going to share some comment about the lesson on the back end. And we're going to try to get this done now in about 15 or 20 minutes. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in. The lesson today is I can be but myself. Excuse me. Let me do it again. It can be but myself I crucify. When this is firmly understood and kept in full awareness, you will not attempt to harm yourself nor make your body slave to vengeance. But you will not attack yourself. And you will realize that to attack another is but to attack yourself. You will be free of the insane belief that to attack a brother saves yourself. And you'll understand his safety is your own, and in his healing, you are healed.
Perhaps at first you will not understand how mercy, limitless and with all things held in its sure protection, can be found in the idea we practice for today. It may in fact appear to be a sign that punishment can never be escaped because the ego, under what it sees as threat, is quick to cite the truth to save its lies. Yet must it fail to understand the truth it uses thus? But you can learn to see these foolish applications and deny the meaning they appear to have.
Thus, do you also teach your mind that you are not an ego? For the ways in which the ego would distort the truth will not deceive you longer. You will not believe you are a body to be crucified, and you will see within today's idea the light of resurrection, looking past all thoughts of crucifixion and of death, to thoughts of liberation and of life.
Today's idea is one step we take in leading us from bondage to the state of perfect freedom. Let us take this step today that we may quickly go the way salvation shows us, taking every step in its appointed sequence as the mind relinquishes its burdens one by one. It is not time we need for this. It is but willingness. And what would seem to need 1,000 years can easily be done in just one instant by the grace of God.
The dreary, hopeless thought that you can make attacks on others and escape yourself has nailed you to the cross. Perhaps it seemed to be salvation, yet it merely stood for the belief the fear of God is real. And what is that but hell? Who could believe his father is his deadly enemy separate from him and waiting to destroy his life and blot him from the universe without the fear of hell upon his heart.
Such is the form of madness you believe if you accept the fearful thought you can attack another and be free yourself. Until this form is changed, there is no hope. Until you see that this, at least, must be entirely impossible, how could there be escape? The fear of God is real to anyone who thinks this thought is true, and he will not perceive its foolishness, nor even see that it is there so that it would be possible to question it.
To question it at all, its form must first be changed at least as much as will permit fear of retaliation to abate and the responsibility return to some extent to you. From there, you can at least consider if you want to go along this painful path. Until this shift has been accomplished, you cannot perceive that it is but your thoughts that bring you fear, and your deliverance depends on you.
Our next steps will be easy if you take this one today. From there, we go ahead quite rapidly. For once you understand it is impossible that you be heard except by your own thoughts, the fear of God must disappear. You do not now believe that fear is caused without, and God, whom you had thought to banish, can be welcomed back within the holy mind he never left.
Salvation song can certainly be heard in the idea we practice for today. If it can be, but you crucify, you did not hurt the world, and need not fear its vengeance and pursuit. Nor need you hide in terror from the deadly fear of God, projection hides behind. The thing you dread the most is your salvation. You're strong, and it is strength you want, and you are free and glad of freedom. You've sought to be both weak and bound because you're fearful, because you feared your strength and freedom. Your salvation lies in them.
There is an instant in which terror seems to grip your mind so wholly that escape appears quite hopeless. When you realize once and for all that it is you fear, the mind perceives itself as split. And this has been concealed while you believed attack could be directed outward and returned from outside to within. It seemed to be an enemy outside you had to fear. And thus a God outside yourself became your mortal enemy, the source of fear.
Now for an instant is a murderer perceived within you, eager for your death, intent on plotting punishment for you until the time when it can kill at last. Yet in this instant is the time as well in which salvation comes. For fear of God has disappeared, and you can call on him to save you from illusions in his love, calling him Father and yourself his Son. Pray that the instant may be soon. Today, step back from fear and make advance to love.
There is no thought of God that does not go with you to help you reach that instant and to go beyond it quickly, surely, and forever. When the fear of God is gone, there is no obstacles that still remain between you and the holy peace of God. How kind and merciful is the idea we practice. Give it welcome, as you should, for it is your release. It is indeed but you, your mind, can try to crucify, yet your redemption too will come from you.
It can be but myself I crucify. So let's pause again for a moment, take a good deep breath as we consider this concept, this lesson. It can be but my gratitude, excuse me, it can be but me, myself, I crucify. It can be but me, I crucify. I think most of us wouldn't argue that point too much. You know, when we look at what we do to ourselves, look at what we're doing to ourselves in the world today. Yes, I don't know when you're listening to this, but it is July 15th, 2020, and we're in the middle of a crazy, crazy world. Everywhere we turn, there is amazing confusion, because everywhere we turn, everybody has a completely different perception of what the hell's going on. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know why what's happening is happening. And we're just feeling like we don't know what to do. Yes, some of us are providing help to others and essential services, and maybe our lives are found to be even more demanding than they were in the past, and we're seeing opportunities. Wonderful. That's great. But also, there are millions, I want to say many, but I'll say millions, in fact, tens of millions of us, right now in this culture, and we're in the West here in the United States, that have been displaced. They're out of work. And while our government has provided some subsidy, we find that that's also falling short of our needs, as some people are being actually already starting to live in their cars, and lines of people lining up for food and subsidy are miles long in some of our cities already. And then add to that the social unrest and the uncertainty that's going on. Yes, it can be but ourselves that we crucify. When we operate in fear, and this lesson speaks to it directly, when we operate in fear, it's really interesting, isn't it? Well, haven't we already learned that thoughts are things? And so when we operate in fear, it begets more fear. So of course, we are confused, because fear has been the foundation that's been, I dare say, thrust upon us by those that we have heretofore trusted, which would be, of course, our media and our governance, and even our houses of worship are unavailable to us. We can't even gather in most of the locations in our country today in houses of worship. We can't come together even to consider these kinds of conversations, or to have a spiritual leader to help us to assuage some of our concerns and get a hug, a much-needed hug, from people that we've known and have comforted us in the past. It can be but myself I crucify if I focus on fear.
Well, very early on in this reading, I got the image where it says in the first paragraph, you will not attack yourself, and you will realize that to attack another is but to attack yourself. And I get this image of me when I was a little girl. My older sister would tackle me and take my very own arms, and she would punch me with myself, and she'd say, "Why do you keep hitting yourself?" And I remember it was just terrible abuse. And that's the image that comes up for me when I read this. And you mentioned, Tony, that that it's easy for us to accept that, but for me, it really wasn't. I mean, for a big part of my life, I really believed it was the world that was attacking me, and that I had nothing to do with it, and that I was a victim of the world. And I really like on paragraph 8 where it says, it is impossible that you be hurt except by your own thoughts. And I don't think we can, quote unquote, control all that's going on in the world, right? All the things that you listed. But the one thing that I can do, is the only thing that I have responsibility for, is how I think about it and what my thoughts are about it. And I can invariably see in my life right now where there were moments when I felt that I was justified in feeling, you know, betrayed or attacked, and that the only response was to defend myself. And this teaching just totally collapses all of that. And it just brings it home I'm the only one who crucifies myself. And it's really created this this pause, if you will, like what you how you opened us in the very beginning, to pause and be still. Like when I can catch myself ready to defend or justify or place cause outside of myself, it's become a slippery slope. Like I have no wiggle room for that. I have none whatsoever. So this morning I ordered these shoes from I didn't know, but they came from China. I'm just going to say it. They came from overseas, from China. It took forever to get here.
Did they have the COVID?
Pardon me?
Did they have COVID? Or?
Well, by the time they got here, that was passed. And yeah. And they just don't fit. And they're ugly. And I don't like them. And there was no packing slip. And there was just this little email. And I couldn't find, you know, even anything. And so I started this email correspondence with them, and they won't let me return these shoes. And every morning they apply exactly 24 hours after I've replied to them. And this morning I realized, you know what? Let the shoes go. I can keep fighting. I'm totally justified, but I'm only making myself miserable. And so
are these sandals?
They are.
So if anybody out there needs some sandals, you know.
They're a size 7, but they're narrow. They're too narrow for my wide feet. But anyway, every morning I've been responding. I even had to take a video of my foot in the shoe. And today they just decided, sorry, there's nothing we can do. It was what you ordered. And so long story short, I'm giving up the fight because it's not making me happy. Ultimately, I know I'm right.
Of course you are.
I know I'm right, but it's not making me happy. And so I'm only crucifying myself. I mean, there's just like a million of these examples.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
You know, in this lesson, he actually talks about the split mind.
Oh, yeah.
And when we, you know, a lot of the classes that we put together and people as we teach people that are following us in our ministry. And our ministry is True Thought Spiritual Community, by the way. Yeah, you can find us out there on truethought.org if you'd like to find us.
Yay.
But, you know, that's really the beginning of the conversation that we'd like to start with, is to understand the mind is split. And there's this conflict that's going on continuously in the mind, because a part of our mind has decided to make up its own ideas, pretending to be God of what the world is, and that we are in regards to that. In other words, to make that pretense real for us as an experience, we find ourselves in a world of separation, of duality, and a body. And he talks in here and says, you're not the body. In this very lesson, he says, you know, your mind is split, and you have to begin to realize you're not even a body. Mm. And he's pointing back to those foundational teachings. Well, you know, this is fun, and we could continue to go here and probably go for some time, because this is what we do. We sit around and we talk about these things, and we fall in love with this teaching. It is profound. But the blessing that comes through this teaching is when the light bulb comes on and we actually do realize that we are the ones who are crucifying ourselves, then we are free, we are free, we are free.
Mm.
And as we come through this lesson today, and as we come through this teaching, and this teaching isn't just A Course in Miracles. Yes, we're studying the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles, but this teaching transcends the Course in Miracles. And it continues forever and ever, amen, that as the teaching really is that we're becoming more and more reawakened, or more and more in touch with, more and more realized of who and what we really are in God, which would be in love, right? So with that, I reluctantly say we will end our conversation today, but thank you, Claudia Renee, for lots of things. but for joining me in this conversation, because it's profoundly important to people to begin to realize that all is well, really. And it is our purpose, and it is our, yes, our challenge, but it is our call to recognize that we are safe in God. And in that energy, as the energy of the Creator in action, we can release all tension, and we can dissolve our mind, our fragile, separated mind of fear, into the perfect safety of God.
Beautiful.
Well, we love you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in with us, hanging out with us, and we'll just keep doing this.
We'll just keep doing this. Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send